The images that poured into newsrooms from Fallujah yesterday were horrifying. The bodies of four American civilian contractors mutilated and paraded through the streets, most of it captured on camera. Some news organizations decided not to show those pictures. Their reasoning, they were too disturbing. Others ran the images, saying the images were necessary to tell the story of what's happening in Iraq. We spoke today with two newsroom managers, one from the newspaper world, the other from broadcast television, about their decisions yesterday over the use of these pictures. This morning's issue of the Detroit Free Press carried an editor's note. It says, quote, "The Free Press chose to publish this graphic photo of the Americans killed in Fallujah because it speaks to the extreme violence and lawlessness in some areas of Iraq." John X. Miller is the public editor of the Detroit Free Press.
It was a tough call. Photos are always a tough call because they convey a lot more information and they are a lot more visceral for readers to see. We have tough calls with photos, not regularly, but when we do, we always have discussions around them asking certain questions, and those same questions we telling the truth about minimizing harm and maximizing the truth-telling. Are we irresponsible? Are we being sensationalistic? Can we justify doing this to readers?
Can you justify this?
Yes, clearly. I think we can justify it by saying we thought it was not distasteful. We were sensitive to our readers, knowing that they were going to see this first thing in the morning, that our obligation is to ultimately tell the truth of the moment. And this was one of the truths of yesterday because of the nature of the attack, the follow-up after the attack, and of who was attacked, that we thought it was necessary to tell the story.
What photos did you actually decide to run? Could you describe them for us?
All right. We ran a photo from the Associated Press by, I believe, Khalid Muhammad that showed people on a bridge over the Euphrates River reveling in the violence of the day and showing bodies, nondescript charred bodies hanging from the bridge. That was the primary photo on the front page. That's the only one that we ran on the front page.
And inside the paper?
Inside the paper, we ran a photo of young men and looked to be children gathered around charred remains of someone on the ground. And we ran that photo inside in black and white because we knew it would be even more graphic if we ran it in color and black, in color versus black and white. But we also thought it was necessary to show the context of how and when this happened.
John, I'm going to ask you a question, not necessarily as public editor of the mm-hmm. paper, but as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
When you first saw these pictures, how did they strike you? And did that factor into your decision ultimately?
I think that did factor into our decision. When we first looked at them, we were horrified at them. And when we looked at the other ones that we did not print, we were even more horrified, and we clearly said we cannot run these pictures. I think the visceral reaction that anybody has to seeing something like this needs to be factored into a decision. We factored it into our decision. But the preponderance of our decision was based upon, journalistically, what did people need to see to tell the story? And, you know, if it was beyond the bounds of tastefulness or beyond the bounds of responsibility, and we didn't think that.
John, thanks for speaking to us.
You're welcome.
John X. Miller is the public editor of the Detroit Free Press. For television, the challenge was even greater in some ways. It is, after all, primarily a visual medium. John Banner is the executive producer of World News Tonight at ABC News.
What we did over the course of the day was a look at the tape in its entirety and both realized that there were some angles that we could obviously show and were some pictures that were truly representative of what happened. The picture that sticks in my mind is the pictures of the bodies hanging from the bridge, but also to alter some of the images when it was too much to show. Some of the bodies were so mutilated and burnt that it was just impossible to show those on television.
How did you alter the images?
We digitally pixelated some of the images that we saw were too graphic. There was one point in the video in which one of the members of the mob starts beating one of the dead bodies. And the picture of the beating was important to show because it showed the mob mentality. But the picture of the body was far too graphic to show on television. So we altered that digitally so that you couldn't make out the body, but you could see the image of the person hitting the body.
Is that, are you treading into sort of uncomfortable territory there where you're editing video and presenting a certain point of view where you're making certain judgment calls before you present the news, the truth, to your viewers?
Well, I think basically we do that every day, but I think in this point it was a matter of respecting the viewer in two ways. One, respecting them by their ability to take whatever graphic images and the horror of war, which we all know but very rarely see. And two, to present the images in a tasteful way that wouldn't offend them, because a lot of these images, had we shown the entire tape, would have truly offended a lot of people. I think you're right that there is a line there that needs to be carefully respected, that you have to show these images to the people in the country. You have to allow your audience to see these pictures and make their own decisions about what it means for our troops there, for our efforts there, and the amount of money we're spending there, and all those large, very large policy questions.
As you reviewed the footage and the still photos that were coming out of Fallujah, was there some tension in coming to this decision about what pictures you were going to use between those who perhaps thought it was necessary to show viewers the ugly side of war and those who thought it best to demonstrate a bit more restraint?
I think there was a consensus that we had to show some of them. We just didn't want to overwhelm the audience, and we had to allow them to make up their own mind. And I think from what we've seen and heard, I think people wanted to see the images, and I think by and large they were upset by them.
John, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
John Banner is the executive producer of World News Tonight at ABC News, speaking about his program's decision to air an edited version of the gruesome images that came from Fallujah yesterday. The identities of the four men who were shot and burned there have not yet been released.